This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden traveled to Florida on Thursday to meet with families of people killed or still missing in the rubble of a beachfront apartment building more than a week after the disaster. The death toll in the tragedy now stands at 18 and more than 140 still unaccounted for. The White House says the first couple will also thank emergency crews sifting through the wreckage. The dead confirmed so far include two children, aged 4 and 10, according to Miami-Dade's mayor, who said Thursday the search and rescue operation had been temporarily halted due to structural concerns about the pile of debris. A top Hong Kong official marked the July 1, 1997 anniversary of Hong Kong's return to Chinese control Thursday by defending the national security law imposed by Beijing to crush pro-democracy rallies. The security law was implemented 1 year ago as authorities cracked down after Hong Kong was rocked by massive anti-government protests in 2019. Large-scale demonstrations have been banned and a number of pro-democracy activists and journalists have been arrested, ceased public activities, or have left Hong Kong. There was a heavy police presence in the popular Causeway Bay shopping district Thursday, with officers stopping and searching some people. They arrested a pro-democracy activist known as Grandma Wong, who'd been waving a British flag. Police said in a Facebook post there was 3 people arrested in Causeway Bay for disorderly conduct, and at least 11 others were arrested in another shopping area. Last month, police arrested 7 journalists and executives of the now-defunct Apple Daily, a pro-democracy newspaper that was a vocal critic of Hong Kong and China's government. Authorities also froze $2.3 million in assets linked to Apple Daily, forcing it to cease operations last week. This is VOA News.